The Power of an Hour. Business and Life Mastery in 1 Hour a Week. Author, Dave Lacani. We all get the same number of minutes and hours in a day to work, create, live, and prosper. It's how we use those hours that makes the real difference in terms of the quality of our lives and the value of our business. In order to create the kind of change that achieves truly meaningful goals, the focus must be on what is called the critical power hour. This is not to say that there won't be times when it is necessary to focus for longer than an hour. However, those times should be limited. How to focus in the power of an hour. Focus, flow, and being in the zone are all the same experience. They define the ability to concentrate fully on a task with single-mindedness until it's complete. On the other hand, fearsome focus is the ability to constructively shut out all unwanted or undesirable outside stimuli and methodically move through a task. The formula for creating fearsome focus. 1. Clearly define what you'll focus your effort on. 2. Define the action steps necessary to accomplish the project. Break your project down into manageable steps. 3. Surround yourself with the necessary tools and stimuli related directly to what you'll be focusing on. 4. Do not allow distractions to divert your attention. 5. Launch into the project, since not taking a decisive action to begin keeps many people from focusing. 6. Continue until all action steps are complete. 7. Acknowledge the completion and relax. How to think critically. Critical thinking is the process of evaluating information, ideas, and situations in order to come to the most reasonable and justifiable decision on the issue. The power of critical thinking is in the original question and follow-up questions we ask. The steps to critical thinking are 1. Acknowledge that you are a critical thinker and apply the skills regularly. 2. Understand the blocks to critical thinking and avoid them. 3. Listen for and understand arguments. 4. Evaluate the legitimacy of evidence. 5. Evaluate the case. Evaluating the sum total of the information is the process that will allow you to decide what to believe or what course of action to follow in a particular situation. How to think creatively. Creative thinking is often misinterpreted to mean pushing the rules. It is also often thought of in the artistic sense. Creative thinking is a skill that can be developed to make you wildly effective. Information and stimuli are the keys to developing creative thinking and ideas. If you only surround yourself with the same people and information each time you set out to solve a problem, you'll rarely get new answers to old problems. You have to feed your mind more new information from which to draw conclusions or make decisions. Personal Hour 1. Set the stage. 3 steps to setting the stage. 1. Clearly define what you want. 2. Define specifically what you will do to create the change like. 3. Determine how you'll know you've been successful. There's an old saying that goes like this: what gets measured, gets done. However, it will always be worthy to add, what gets measured, gets done, as long as we know specifically what we're measuring. Personal Hour 2. Identify the blocks. We all have blocks that prevent us from achieving the goals we set in our personal life or business. It is vital that you identify your blocks and where they exist in order to be effective. Often blocks show up as resistance to change or accomplishment. Resistance is insidious and can take many forms, such as procrastination, ambivalence, excuses and justifications, and giving up. Personal Hour 3. The 4-step blockbuster plan. Identify and describe the block you're facing. The more specific you can be in describing what is blocking you, the easier it is to find a solution. Define specifically the result you intend to achieve by removing the block. Define your action plan and timeline for removing the block. Take action. By committing and taking your first action, you begin achieving your goals. Because action feels so good, you're more likely to continue. Personal Hour 4. Relationships. The people we choose to associate with on a regular basis will have the most significant impact on our beliefs and actions. As humans, we tend to be more like the people we associate with than those whom we would like to emulate, but with whom we have no regular contact. Taking an hour to evaluate these relationships and determine who you'll deal with is an important hour to spend. Personal Hour 5. Finances. Nearly all people who are successful at managing their finances monitor them on a weekly basis. Those who are not disciplined and don't have a plan for managing their money may also monitor their finances weekly, but for an entirely different reason. Those who aren't proactive and disciplined monitor their finances to be sure they have enough to keep going. So, to avoid being looking like the last type, Pull out your most recent bank statement and go through it. Categorize every dollar you spend. Personal Hour 6, Self-Improvement. Self-improvement is about constantly moving your evolution forward so that you never stop learning and never stop setting new goals. Ideas for self-improvement that you want to develop. A new language. A hobby. New education. Relationship skills. Career skills. Personal Hour 7. Mental Vacation. Mental vacations are directed activities with a predetermined outcome. In the case of a mental vacation, the desired outcome is to create a space in your mind designed for utter and complete relaxation. The purpose is to give your conscious mind a rest so your unconscious mind has room to explore other opportunities. How to make your mental vacations powerful. The important key to this hour is to allow your mind to have a complete break. You can take mental vacations once a day, 12 minutes at a time, or you can take them once a week, an hour at a time. Whatever you find most effective. Get in a comfortable position and relax. Begin to imagine your perfect day, your perfect vacation, your perfect retirement. Make it real by taking time to focus on the sounds and images in your mind. Add a little more depth and complexity by mentally exploring how you'd feel in that situation. Then continue to add layer upon layer of detail until you're finally entranced by your creation. Personal Hour 8. Envisioneering. Creating a master life vision. You must have a vision for your life, something more compelling than your everyday distractions, if you are to reach your potential, accomplish something significant, and achieve the levels of happiness and personal satisfaction you deserve. Personal Hour 9. Overcome your fear and reinvent yourself. Fear is the most significant barrier that faces anyone who sets out to create something new. Fear is a powerful motivator, because as humans, we are wired for self-preservation. Yet, if we had given in to the impulse for self-preservation, we would never have conquered new lands, built structures of unparalleled grandiosity, or invented anything new. How to overcome fear. The most appropriate method to overcome fear is to employ educated action, that is, to arm yourself with a reasonable number of facts before you take any action. The discipline of time management. Time management isn't as much about managing minutes as it is about being disciplined. Having the will and focus to do the same thing every day in order to be productive is one of the most empowering skills you can develop.